Shalom to the Bride of Christ. We're happy to have you with us on the Bride TV, the channel with the present truth, the end time message. This is Rapture Watch, or watch and prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Olumide Jesus David, and hosting us on Rapture Watch today would be none else than the overseer of the Bride Assembly Lagos Church, Pastor Moses Alu. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, 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 brother Jesus David Olumide.
Shalom, sir.
Shalom, the Bride TV crew, and shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. I say again, shalom to all our viewers, and you may be joining us for the first time. This is our weekly program, The Rapture Watch, our own way of calling our attention to the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The fulfillment of scriptures right before us.
Amen.
This is the end time. And what time is ending? The time allotted for the salvation of the Gentiles. And that's what we'll be doing here. We pray that God will cause us to say something that will help you take your eternal destination more seriously and help you to in the journey ahead. God bless you. Welcome to another episode today.
Thank you, sir. If you've been following us, we continue from where we stopped on the last episode of Rapture Watch, the building of the Church of Christ. And this will be the second volume, part two, the building of the Church of Christ. If you are just joining us, I adjure you to get the first episode of this topic, the building of the Church of Christ. The pastor said so many things that sound very beautiful, very sweet, and very unfamiliar. For instance, in my father's house are many mansions. I won't tell you what it means. So I want you to get the episode. You can visit brighttv.org, Rapture Watch, and get the episodes of Rapture Watch you've missed. And if you live in Lagos, you can come to the church and visit our message shop and get the DVD. It will bless you richly if you missed the last episode of Rapture Watch. And today we'll continue once again where we stopped, the building of the Church of Christ. Matthew 16:18, sir, it says, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." So yes, without wasting much time, because we are following, like, we continue from where we stopped.
Yes.
So what are these gates of hell that the Lord Jesus is talking about, sir?
The gates of hell. And please, viewers, I want you to pay attention to what we are saying. This ministry is a teaching ministry.
Amen.
And the purpose of a teaching ministry is to establish the believer.
That's right.
The mystery of salvation is deep but very interesting. When God opens your eyes to see this divine agenda, very interesting. It makes you also, it increases your faith when you are able to place yourself on what side of this agenda, the role you are playing on this agenda. When you see yourself playing a positive role, it's very exciting. And so it's good that we understand it so that you place yourself properly. That's the reason I preached a sermon I just concluded, the vessels of the Lord. You know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, somebody told me that now I know which vessel I am. Now, the whole agenda for salvation was kickstarted by that prophecy in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
Okay. Genesis 3, 15 says,
"Yes.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel."
Again.
"And I will put enmity."
I will. That is what makes it prophetic. It's future.
Future.
It's future.
Yes, sir.
"I will."
"And I will put, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed."
That is the seed. The seed of the woman between thy seed and her seed. The serpent has a seed.
Amen.
And the woman also has a seed.
That's right.
Okay.
It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Now, that is the prophecy. Now, I want you to note that the woman, and I've taken several of my teachings to let the people know that that woman there is not Eve.
That's right.
That woman is the woman of Revelation chapter 12. That is where you see the fulfillment of that prophecy very, very clearly.
Revelation chapter 12.
Yes. Revelation chapter 12.
Verse 1.
Okay, read it. Okay,
and there appeared a great wonder in heaven.
Yes.
A woman clothed with the sun.
Yes.
And the moon under her feet. Uh-huh. And upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Uh-huh. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pained to be delivered. Uh-huh. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon.
Now you can see from that woman, by that description, that woman is Israel.
That's right.
Okay. And she being with child, verse 2.
Yes, sir. Traveling in birth and pain to be delivered.
With high expectation of the coming of the Messiah, their deliverer. Yes.
Verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. And he still drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman.
The dragon stood before the woman.
Which was ready to be delivered.
Yes.
For to devour her child as soon as it was born. Mm-hmm. And she brought forth a man child. Uh-huh. Who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Mm-hmm. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
Now, so from this Revelation chapter 12, you will see what God was referring to in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15.
Yes, sir.
So the woman is Israel. They will bring forth a child, a male child. Well, the Bible describes him as a man child, correct?
Yes, sir.
And he said, let's read that verse 15 again, Genesis chapter 3.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman.
Enmity. Did you see the, okay, go ahead.
And between thy seed and her seed.
The serpent had a seed.
Yes, sir.
And the woman has
a seed.
A seed.
It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise
that is where I am going.
Okay.
You see how the fight will take place. How will the fight take place? How will it take place?
It shall bruise thy head.
It shall bruise the seed of the woman. Will bruise the head of the serpent.
And thou shalt bruise his heel.
And the serpent, using your seed, will also bruise his heel. Now, heal there has to do with progress. So that is why Christ said, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail.
You started interlocking the scriptures again, sir.
Now building that church, okay. We have to interlock them. We have to.
Okay.
Okay. You know, when he said, I will build my church.
Yes, sir.
So, and that church is the temple of God. That church is his bride. That church is the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
That church is the city God showed Abraham. We have proved all that.
Yes, sir.
That church is the church of Jesus Christ, purchased with his blood.
Amen.
You and I are members of that church.
Amen.
But it's a spiritual body. Now, when that church will be built, now, the gates of hell will be attacking it because it is the progress, the hill to fulfill
that prophecy in Genesis 3:15.
Exactly. So now, what was your question again?
Okay, what are these gates of hell?
These gates of hell is what John mentioned in 1 John chapter 2.
1 John chapter 2.
Verse 18 and verse 19.
First John 2 verse 18 and 19.
Yes.
Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come.
What is Antichrist? Against Christ, enemy of Christ, that God prophesied in Genesis chapter 3.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So the seed of the serpent that will bruise the heel
is the Antichrist.
That's the Antichrist.
Yes.
Wow. And so, as you have heard that Antichrist shall come.
Antichrist shall come. Let's read on.
Even now are there many Antichrists.
Now, you say Antichrist will come. You know, they say singular. One seed. You know, it is one seed because it said thy seed.
Thy seed.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And the seed, the seed of the woman was Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. The seed of the
serpent.
The serpent will be Antichrist.
Wow. Mm.
Wow. Very interesting.
Amen.
Now you notice that he said, let's read it again.
Little children, 1 yes. John chapter 2 from verse 18.
18
little
18.
Children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that
when you say last time, it's end time.
Okay.
Yes.
That Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists,
uh-huh.
whereby we know that it is the last time.
Now, why did he say Antichrists? Because Christ himself said the gates of hell. The gates of hell.
Mm.
Because he's going to use various means.
Mm.
You see? Mm. He's going to use various
yes,
means.
The gates of hell.
He said gates.
Yeah, plural. That's plural. True. Mm.
You are trying
yeah,
to confirm.
I have to confirm, sir.
To confirm. The gates of hell, they are plural.
Yes, sir.
They are the Antichrist.
Mm.
You see the disciples,
okay.
you know, in one form or the other, bringing this picture of what happened in Genesis, presenting it in language that, you know, when you catch, it's very exciting. Now you notice that 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you read it from verse 2.
Okay. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy.
Yes. Now, when you read it, remember what going deep revelation. Watch the terminologies that I use. I've been stressing it. Go ahead.
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Now, was that not, is Eve not a type of the church?
She was.
Eve is also a type of Israel, the natural church.
Yes, sir.
Eve is also a type of the spiritual church.
Mm, amen.
Now, God wedded her to
Adam.
Adam. So also, God is wedding the church to Christ.
Amen.
So, but you have instrument that he will use.
Mm.
See the language in verse 2 again.
For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband.
Through his gospel, yes.
That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Uh-huh.
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve.
Can you see? It's going back to Genesis.
That's right. Garden.
Uh-huh.
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
Now, so you will notice here, the emphasis here, what the serpent used to seduce Eve, it was another gospel, contrary to what gospel God had given them.
Amen.
That is what he did. Now the same thing, I'm coming back there. I think Timothy. Now, if you go to 1 Timothy,
yes, sir.
I believe, 1 Timothy chapter 4, okay, the first two verses there is the same thing.
Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith.
Depart from the faith.
Giving it to seducing spirits.
Seducing spirits.
And doctrines of devils.
Uh-huh.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy.
Uh-huh.
Having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Now, that is the problem that took place in the Garden of Eden.
Another gospel.
It was another gospel. The original sin was that Adam and Eve ate of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil that God said they should not eat. Eating there is hearing something, digesting it, and acting on it.
Mm.
You see? Now, we have always thought that the original sin that took place in the Garden of Eden was fornication between
serpent
and the Eve. Woman. Listen to me again. Listen. The sin that took place was not fornication. Fornication
is a product.
Is a product of that sin.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
amen.
I wish I can stress it.
Hallelujah.
Fornication is not the sin.
Not the original sin.
It's not the original sin.
Mm.
The original sin was that they ate. Now listen. Maybe you catch John chapter 6.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you go to John chapter 6.
Okay.
Now, if you read verse 53.
Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
And do you know we are still eating the flesh and eating the body of Jesus Christ?
That's right.
The eating here is understanding.
Amen.
Why God offered his blood and offered his body for us. That is the eating. It's you hear, you receive something in the womb of your mind, you digest it, and you act on it. That is it. If you listen to the word of God through Christ, you listen to the true word of God, you receive it, you digest it, then it will produce godliness. What is salvation? You hear the gospel, you are convinced. When you are convinced that is true, then you will be convicted. Convicting yourself is that you will now know that you deserve to go to hell. You deserve to die. You don't deserve mercy at all from anywhere.
Wow.
You convicted. It is that conviction now that brings a question in you, men and brethren, what shall we do?
Hallelujah.
You now get concerned.
Amen.
And it is when you now get concerned that you will hear the Lord saying, this is my beloved son. Whosoever believed in him
will not perish.
Yes, come to me. Jesus said, come to me. When you come to him, come to me, all you that labor heavy laden, I will give you rest. When you come to me, there's something he will do, give you that rest. And that is what Apostle Paul was talking about. That conviction is what he said, that godly sorrow.
Yes. 2 Corinthians 7:10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of.
So you can only repent when you are convicted. You see, and so salvation is brethren, salvation is deep.
Amen.
They listened to the wrong voice.
They hearkened to the wrong.
They hearkened to the wrong doctrine. That is why Apostle Paul is teaching us there, and where we just read now in 2 Corinthians 11.
Yes, sir.
You know how what the serpent do? As serpent beguiled the Eve.
Through his subtlety.
They are always, you know, with feigned words, the Bible called them.
Yes, sir.
They are always, you know, I don't know how to describe their subtlety. Smart people that can twist the word of God. That is, you know, who Satan and the serpent was inspired by
Satan.
The real Antichrist.
Wow.
So now they had that gospel. What did God say? You see, they want to interpret scripture. No. This is not what it means. And then turn you away from the truth. That is the seducing spirit. And you call it doctrines of devils. Because serpent was a devil with his doctrine. To seduce these children of God. And you see what happened to them. Let's bring it home, verse 13.
Okay. 2 Corinthians 11:13.
Yes.
For such are false apostles.
You see now.
Deceitful workers.
Like the equivalent of serpent now. They are now, see the description. In the church, apostles. Working in the church now. They are false
apostles.
Apostles of Christ.
Deceitful workers.
Deceitful workers. Because in them, there's nothing but deceit. Mm. Remember, the motive of that anointing, that ministry, is to seduce you. Mm. Yes.
Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
Uh-huh.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Yes.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work.
You see? Mm. So they are these same people. That is why Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1 made that statement.
Mm. Yes, sir.
You know, Galatians chapter 1, I think from verse 6, 8, 9.
Okay. I marvel they are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ.
Because they had already gone among them with all those gospels.
Unto another gospel.
Yes.
Which is not another. But there be some that trouble you.
Yes.
And would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Uh-huh.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach.
Now listen to verse 8 very well. I love that presentation.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you.
Yes.
Than that which we have preached
what
unto
will
you.
Happen?
Let him be accursed.
When serpent preached a contrary gospel, what did God do to him?
Cursed him.
The same set.
Hmm.
They are cursed.
Uh-huh. As we said before, yes. So say I now again.
Yes.
If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
Accursed.
Hmm.
And you see how Jude,
yes, sir,
presented it. Verse 3 and verse 4.
Mm-hmm. Jude 3 and 4.
Yes.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Mm-hmm.
For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
Ungodly men, turning the grace of our Lord, of our God into lasciviousness.
They are ordained to this condemnation. Because a curse has already been laid on anybody who will do that.
Mm. Ungodly men turning the grace of our God unto lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now if you go to verse 11 to verse 13.
Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain.
Can you see?
Mm.
It's a curse already. Can you see? They've gone in the way of Cain.
Uh-huh. And ran greedily after the error of Balaam, uh-huh, for reward,
uh-huh,
and perished in the gainsaying of Korah.
Uh-huh.
These are spots in your feast of charity,
uh-huh,
when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withered, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots,
uh-huh,
raging waves of the sea, foaming at their own shame,
uh-huh,
wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever.
Now you see the description.
Yes, sir.
You know, these are the gates of hell, just to disturb the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, the progress of the building of this church by Jesus himself.
So you're still speaking in revelatory terms. I want you to bring it up. Are you saying these gates of hell are false ministers of the gospel?
They are anointed ministers of Satan, sent to the church like serpent was sent to the church to disturb the progress of the church. Now, but see something here. You know, the Bible described them, you know, in a dispensational form, the way they will be operating. Where the real Antichrist now, the gates of hell. Remember, I said Antichrist shall come, but now there are
Antichrists.
So I want you to see the Antichrists. But now, see him in real prophetic operation in Revelation chapter 6.
Mm.
Now, as soon as the Church of Jesus Christ started,
yes, sir,
the building began.
Mm-hmm.
We said the building began from the day of Pentecost.
Yes, sir.
When the outpour of the Holy Ghost came down.
Mm-hmm.
So the Church of Jesus Christ, the work of the ministry, of the building, began. And how, let's go back. Let's go back a little bit so that we just catch the complete picture.
Okay.
John, the one that gave us this, the book of Revelation.
Yes, sir.
Among the things he saw, things that are and things
which shall be
hereafter, it came to Revelation chapter 4. Let's go to Revelation chapter 4 first.
Yes, sir.
Let me not go ahead. I hope we have enough time. Let's digest it. yes, sir, as we tie the scriptures together.
Revelation 4.
From verse 1.
After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven.
Yes.
And the first verse which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me,
uh-huh,
which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter.
Uh-huh.
And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone.
Uh-huh.
And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald.
Uh-huh.
And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seat I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold.
Uh-huh.
And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind.
Now note these four beasts, because we'll be referring to them.
Mm.
Note these four beasts, 24 elders,
yes sir,
four beasts. They are major instruments, 24 elders and four beasts.
Yes sir.
Where are they? Before the before throne,
the throne
God.
Of God. Yes sir.
In this building there are special tools in the hand of God.
Amen.
That you use in the building of the church.
Mm.
These four beasts and 24 elders.
Mm.
I will explain them later.
Wow. Okay, verse 7.
Yes.
And the first beast was like a lion.
Like a lion.
And the second beast like a cow.
Uh-huh.
And the third beast had the face as a man.
Uh-huh.
And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle.
Uh-huh.
And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
Amen.
And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne,
uh-huh,
and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasure they are created.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They are the songs of those elders.
Amen.
Anytime you are singing, they are the songs of the 24 elders.
Hallelujah.
So we go to chapter 5 now.
Okay. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice,
yes,
who is worthy to open the book?
Who is worthy to open this book of redemption?
And to lose the seals thereof.
Oh, glory be to God.
And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book,
yes,
neither to look thereon. And I wept much, no man was found worthy,
yes,
to open and to read the book,
yes,
neither to look thereon.
Yes.
And one of the others said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to lose the seven seals.
And who is that person?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Go on.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts,
yes,
and in the midst of the elders, uh-huh, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes.
John said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. It was the sacrificial lamb.
Amen.
It was the Passover lamb.
Mm.
And then see how it's depicted here. Uh-huh.
Which are the seven spirits of God, okay, sent forth into all the earth.
Yes.
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
Oh, glory be to God.
And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb,
uh-huh,
having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints.
Now, first and foremost, John knew there is a secret hidden in this book, sealed with seven seals in and out. There was something about that book John was seeing, and nobody was qualified to collect it. So let's look at it first. What is this book?
Okay.
What is this book? The title Deeds for the Earth. That's just it. What do you mean, title deeds of the earth? The earth is the Lord's.
Yes, sir.
And the fullness thereof.
Hallelujah.
They that are therein, and all that are therein, we all
belong to God.
God owns us.
Amen.
He created all things,
amen,
including serpent, Antichrist.
Mm.
Now, what happened in the Garden of Eden when he created Adam and Eve? what was the
dominion?
It was given dominion.
That's right.
You know, we all know that.
Yes, sir.
The heart was given authority, dominate the earth. In fact, the title deed was given to him.
Amen.
The whole earth authority was given to him. Even the naming of animals, he named them.
That's right.
He was given. He was the landlord of the earth.
Amen.
Given to him by God. But when he fell, the title deed had to revert to God. And Satan has been messing up all around, making it look as if, remember, he's a liar, the father of lies.
A revelation is coming forth from what you're saying.
Yes.
Are you saying that Satan is an illegal occupant?
In fact, it's worse than Agbero in Lagos.
So it doesn't...
He's a land grabber. And there's a law in Lagos State against land grabbing.
Okay.
I think it's even land imprisonment or something like that. Or 21 years or something like that. So, the owner of this earth gave it to Adam, his children.
Amen.
Adam fell. So he took it back.
So it didn't go to Satan.
It cannot go to Satan because
the earth is the Lord's and the finances.
You know, because it is not meant for him. It is meant for Adam.
Amen.
It is meant for his son. Satan is not his son.
Amen.
It's a family affair. And when we talk of inheritance, you can see we are heirs, joint heirs. That is why we are coming the rapture to take over this earth. Because it is now ours.
Hallelujah.
But for now, Satan is in control. Until he even boasted to Jesus that he owns all these kingdoms. What it actually means, he was in control.
Okay.
Because he doesn't own it.
Amen. Okay.
The owner is the Lord.
Amen.
And you will notice that he allowed Satan, while he is in his agenda, to restore us back to the authority he gave us. But no man was qualified because all have sinned. All were under the curse that Adam brought about us. And that is the mystery of the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus. And of all men that have existed on earth, it is only, that is why you see, and I wept much in verse 4. You know,
yes, and I wept much because no man was found worthy,
yes,
to open and to read the book,
yes,
neither to look thereon.
Even to look inside, no one was worthy. Verse 5.
And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed.
Has done what? Has prevailed. To open
the book and to lose the seven seals thereof.
So only Christ,
hallelujah,
was qualified. To open the book. Only Christ was qualified to open the book. David was not qualified. Moses was not qualified.
Even Abraham.
Abraham was not qualified.
Enoch and Elijah.
Enoch, Elijah, Elisha, they were not qualified. Isaiah, Daniel, they were not qualified.
But John the Baptist.
Even John himself that was looking at it, he was not qualified. John the Baptist was not qualified. No human being was qualified. You see? Only Christ,
hallelujah,
was qualified,
the mighty conqueror.
You see, now the book is with him, with the seven seals. He collected it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then chapter 6.
Okay.
Now listen very carefully now.
Okay. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals.
Now that Lamb, Christ, that went and collected the book. And you saw the reaction everywhere, jubilation and everywhere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what did he do? The first...
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see.
Which four beasts? In Revelation chapter 4.
Verse 6.
So what is that first one there?
Oh, verse 7. Revelation 4, 7.
Yes.
And the first beast was like a lion.
Now this lion, this four beasts is depicting the characteristic of the anointing that will be used during the ages.
Beast power.
Yes. Now, in verse 19 of Isaiah chapter 59.
Isaiah 59 verse 19.
Yes.
Okay. Isaiah 59 verse 19.
Yes.
When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him.
You see? The standard, knowing that the gates of hell shall come to bruise his heel, the progress of his walk.
According to the prophecy.
According to the prophecy. Each time there is a problem, before the problem, solution is already on ground.
Hallelujah.
That is the God mighty we serve. God.
Amen.
That is the God we serve. Mm. So he had already prepared that anointing to counter them.
So these beasts are the
anointing. So they are the standard that God raised to counter Amen. The gates of hell.
Amen.
These gates of hell, see, now something is going to be revealed. Something that is sealed, it means it's hidden, it's closed, unless it is open before you will understand what is going on. Yes. Now, what did he say?
And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see.
Now, one of the four beasts, that is the anointing that will make you understand what is in that first seal.
Mm.
And what is the first beast there?
The first beast, Revelation 4, 7.
It's lion.
Like a lion.
That is boldness. Okay? Mm. That is, he will use boldness to counter the threats of the Antichrist in that age.
Amen. Go on. Okay, Revelation 6, 2 now. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had the bow.
That is what John saw. Mm. All these were symbols. Even John himself did not understand what he was seeing.
Wow.
You see? Because these things will only be made to be understood at the end.
Hallelujah.
So that you will understand what has gone on in this building process of this building of the church.
From what you are saying, so we, since we understand this, are you saying we are at the end of this?
We building? Are. That is why we are. It's rapture watch.
We'll get there, sir.
To let you know that there's
we are
that
at
no
the
longer.
End. Okay.
We are at the end. Because these things have already been fulfilled.
Mm. All right, sir. Okay. You see? Revelation 6:2.
Yes.
And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow.
Yes.
And a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer.
Now. It's just that John didn't even understand it.
Mm.
You see? And this revelation. Mm-hmm. So when was this seal opened? It was not opened in 1963.
Okay.
Maybe
it was reviewed in 1963.
No, because I allow me to explain something.
Okay, sir.
Followers of the ministry of William Branham, you know, ascribe this to him that it is I preached it before, you know. So I need to also come up publicly and correct myself.
Yes, sir.
You know, you just walk within the knowledge, you know, of what you know, within the limit of the knowledge you have, you know, but revelation goes on, you know, clearer and clearer, then the picture gets clearer and clearer, you know. We used to say that no man on earth knew the meaning of those beasts and those
horse riders.
No. We are wrong.
That's right.
We did not understand what William Branham was saying, because William Branham himself acknowledged where he got the revelation from.
Mm-hmm.
There were other Baptist theologians, and primarily the one that William Branham held and taught almost word for word were this the teachings of the man of God Clarence Larkin.
That's right.
I have the books, so I'm not just saying.
Yes,
I have read it. And
yes,
I've
sir.
Read what William Branham preached, and I've also read it. And if you look at it, some places are even word for word, like the church ages,
yes, sir.
You know, and things like that. Now, as all this were being fulfilled, they were already fulfilled, God began to let some of his vessels, his ministers, begin to shine the light. One of them is Clarence Larkin.
Amen.
And he had it long, even preached before William Branham was born. And he brought this out, and William Branham, by virtue of his ministry for perfection, pick what all these people preached that actually came from God and give them to us in the full course.
Hallelujah.
That is his ministry for perfection.
Amen.
Because nothing will be left, you know, here, like that, the way it is for the true bride in this age. William Branham you know, brought it alive again.
Amen.
Yes, and brought it to us, and that let us know the need to take this revelation seriously. And the through these teachings of Clarence Larkin, which William Branham also acknowledged,
yes, sir,
that he read from him, we see that white horse rider was the Antichrist spirit.
Amen.
The beginning of the bruising of the heel of the seed of the woman. That is where it began.
So these are the gates of hell now.
These are the gates of hell. Mm. You see, the first seal,
yes, sir,
was open. Mm. It was white horse rider.
Mm.
It is the same horse rider, the Antichrist spirit, changing its approach to the red horse, and all this have to do with his activities during this period, and we have taken teaching on that. The same thing also, then we come to the third seal for the church.
Mm.
The third seal.
Verse 5, Revelation, yes, 6, 5.
Yes.
And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see.
Mm.
And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand.
You will notice that there are four seals there.
Yes, sir.
And for each seal, there is a beast that say, come and see.
Yes, sir.
Each of those four beasts, for each of these four seals.
Yes, sir.
To grant understanding and know, you know, let us know the anointing that the bride used to withstand it. It's a very interesting history.
Verse 6. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou ought not the oil and the wine.
Thank you. Because it is in this third seal, which is the black horse rider, and I've tried to bring it up in several of my messages, for those who are sincerely following truth. There are many people in the end time message that are not sincere. Majority of those I know are not sincere. Just shift from one idol to another idol, looking for just an idol to follow. The same thing we are guilty, denominations are guilty of, we are worse than them. Because you've been taking a teaching for so long, and when it is punched, to see that there's error there, you fight instantly. You know. That's why the denomination will never see water baptism. We'll never see the Godhead. We'll never see women being ordained as ministers. We'll never see this idea of their structure, the denominational structures they put on. They have gone too far, and pride has come in. And we too, we took some teachings and made some statements that when facts are presented before us, instead of it to humble us, to accept truth, if it was true that led you to the message, you instead want to fight it and fight those of us who also say we are out of the message. They would hear them say, he doesn't believe the message, they're out of the message. It's a lie. I'm following the light.
Amen.
And I'm unstoppable.
Amen.
So here we see that the rapture takes place in the third seal. I've explained that. You can't
sir.
See it. It is because God has not opened your eyes yet.
Amen.
I pray that time will come when you will see it.
Amen. So, sir, so these horse riders are the gates of hell.
They are the gates of hell.
Okay.
Let me follow your questions.
All right, sir. Yes, because you have too much knowledge.
It's very easy to branch off.
Yes, sir. So the gates of hell are this, and they are that will attack the progress.
They will attack the progress of the
of
church.
The church.
Yes.
Okay. And the Lord Jesus said they will not prevail.
They will not prevail because of these four beasts.
Because of these four beasts.
Yes.
Wow.
The standard that he raises against it. And that is why William Branham made this statement that elect cannot be deceived.
Amen. Sir, you earlier on, when you started, before you brought this history, you are referring to these gates of hell as ministers of God.
Sure.
Now, we've seen that they began right from the first church.
Yes.
So are we saying that these four horse riders, is it that they walk upon men? Are they also like anointing that walk upon
men? That's the Antichrist spirit.
Okay, that's the spirit.
The same spirit that inspired serpents.
Serpents.
That is why he said, Satan has his ministers.
Okay, so these are the spirits.
You always walk through them, yes. You always walk through these ministers.
Okay. I understand you now, sir. So this is the spiritual part of it you are saying.
Exactly.
And they will now walk upon men.
They walk upon men.
Just like the spiritual
force. Every false preacher is an antichrist.
Okay.
It's inspired by the antichrist spirit.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. All right. We will know whether this building is completed or not after this short break. So, sir, please, we'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.